with us. Got Best Bets coming up here shortly. So, Chelsea, it's time for our weekly, at least now, Blake update. How's the swing coming? How's the softball going? I gotta know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's gotten a lot better. And, like, this is how it went with soccer. That, like, the first couple weeks, I was like, all right, she's not going to be good at soccer. It's fine. Let it go, Chelsea. But by the end of the season, like, once she learned the fundamentals, she was one of the best ones on the team. So I feel like, okay, I am holding strong onto faith that, like, she will come around. Because think about learning something for the very first time. Like, nobody's good when they first start something. But her stance at least looks like a decent swing. So we've been watching baseball games, MLB games on the MLB app, where we look at player stances and I try to have her mimic them. And there's some weird ones. Like, she was watching, like, Harrison Bader, and he does this, like, weird thing. So maybe we won't imitate that one. But did you ever do this growing up where you imitated the batting stances? Because there's some, like, really signature ones. Like, who's the – is it Gary Sheffield that does that, like, weird thing with the bat?
The thing that – the guy that always got me was Julio Franco, because he would go, like – I mean, the bat was just, like, parallel. I don't – you know, you do this. I'm like, how is he hitting this? You know what I mean? That was always crazy to
me. He played till he was, like, 50.
Yeah.
Julio Franco played forever.
Oh, yeah. And then there would be a guy – who was it? I mean, a few guys do this, where they just sit there with just, like, the bat, like, chilling on their shoulder, you know? It's like, yeah, just go ahead. I'll go ahead and hit whenever you decide to pitch, you know? That, those guys always got me. Yeah. Batting stances are fascinating.
Who was it? There was somebody who played for – I think it was – was it Craig Biggio?
Did he
have a weird one? I'm trying to think, because like, deep cuts. It's been a long time. And, like, some of these guys kind of blend into me because, like, listen, I was, like, 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
But that's, like, my next wormhole on YouTube, is I'm going to look up, like, craziest batting stances.
Pete Rose's stance was crazy because he kind of squatted. Like, it was, you know, it was just, like, he squatted down really low. Like, you, I mean, which is why he was very much a singles hitter or doubles hitter. I mean, he hardly ever had any home runs. He did a few, of course, but it was really strange to see he was kind of like squatty. Yeah, I'm going to look this up on YouTube later on today. It's a good idea.
I feel like Jose Altuve needs to do that. Like, imagine if he crouched down, all like 5'5" of him. The strike zone would be like this big. Like, that would be so tough to throw strikes to. Because think about it. I also think that that's part of what makes him difficult to pitch to, because he is so small. Like, Aaron Judge, the strike zone is huge. And, like, obviously, you don't want to hang it in certain parts of the strike zone.
Yeah.
But for guys that are so short, like, I remember this, like, as a high school softball pitcher. When there's, like, this little, like, petite girl, you're like, she's just going to stand up there, not swing, and I'm probably going to walk her.
Well, I think that's what you do. You just teach her now. You know what I mean? Right now.
She's not small, though. She's going to be an Aaron Judge. She's 97th percentile in height.
Is she really? Oh, man.
She's a unit.
Blake's a unit. I tell you what, this girl, swing. I can't wait. Coming up next, something else I can't wait for. Bet Sweats, Joe O, and Sammy P continuing their NFL previews with the Ravens and Bills. The guys will also give their college football plays for tonight. Then the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, is along at 9:40. Mike Schopp joins at 11 o'clock. All right, big card. Let's do it.
Time to place your bets.
What do you got, Chelsea?
All right, best bet of the day for me is banking on solid starting pitching. We're going to go first five under four for minus 155. It is a little juicy, but listen, this is one of the games that caught my attention right from the jump. The first impression, Rose, goes to the Cubs and Giants. You look at the starters in this one. Logan Webb has been a friend of the program for quite some time, especially at home this year and even dating back several years now. This guy was in the contention to win Cy Young several seasons, a picture of consistency even this year. At home, he has an ERA under 3. He's going for the Giants. And then for the Cubs, you have Shota Imanaga, 3.03 ERA. And plus, he faces a Giants lineup that's pretty pedestrian. Bottom 10 in most statistical categories over the last month in baseball. I know the Cubs offense is really strong, but this is a veteran pitcher in Logan Webb that I think can get the job done. And plus, it is a pitcher-friendly park out in San Francisco. So first five under four, minus 155, Cubs and Giants.
Ooh, I like it. That will also make the card for me today. So I've got a big card. Why not? I got nothing to lose. Starting with the Red Sox on the run line against the Orioles. Okay, you got Garrett Crochet going up against Cade Povich. Garrett Crochet, as we know, is right there with Tarik Skubal for the Cy Young Award in the American League, and he has been awesome. 14-5, a 2.38 ERA. We're going to fade Cade is what we're going to do. In Baltimore, he is 1-4 with a 6.22 ERA. When you look at the bullpens, Aroldis Chapman just cannot be touched. The Red Sox pen has the best ERA in baseball. The O's have the worst ERA, or third worst ERA in the American League. Boston has also won 6 of 7. We're going Orioles. You know, we're fading the Orioles and going Red Sox run line only -105, and I think you're on that too.
Yeah, it's going to be a squad play. I feel like this is the biggest mismatch of the day. Like, people talk about Tarik Skubal and how dominant he's been. Garrett Crochet is right up there. Plus, mm-hmm. the fact that we now have Aroldis Chapman, who's been absolutely dealing on the back end of that bullpen for the Red Sox. Red Sox have the better offense. Let's bring out the brooms and go for the sweep in a big way for the Red Sox on the run line here at -105. Squad play.
Squad play. All right, other bets on the card. Let's do this. I looked around and I found it at -162. I'm talking about the Brewers hosting the Diamondbacks today. Brew Crew, get back on the right side this afternoon. You've got Nabil Chrismat going up against Jose Quintana. I don't know what Nabil Chrismat does. I think he's a journeyman who is now in his second stint with the Diamondbacks, but this is a reliever, right? So he's not going to go long in this game. Looks to be a pen game for the Diamondbacks, and we know that Diamondbacks bullpen has not been good. One of the worst pens in the majors. As for Jose Quintana, 2 runs or less in 5 of his last 6 starts. He's 10-4 this season. The Brewers 45-23 at home. Yes, it's juicy, but I actually feel like that you're getting some sort of value on the Brewers here. Brewers money line -162. Also, I'm with you on Cubs Giants first 5 under 4 -155. And I'm also going Braves Phillies over 9. Right now it's at 9.5. I got it at over 9 at -145. We're seeing 10 in some spots because you've got Cal Quantrill going up against Aaron Nola. And Cal Quantrill has given up 18 earned over his last 16 2/3 innings pitched. That covers 3 starts with the Marlins, 1 with the Braves. Also, Aaron Nola has been really banged up this season. Hasn't been the same pitcher we're accustomed to seeing. 21 runs over his last 17 innings pitched. The Braves bats have been red hot. The Phillies are back home. That's when they hit the baseball. So let's go over in Philly. And one football game. Akron +7. Hosting Wyoming. All right, so we're seeing money come in on the Zips, and I know I'm laying a little juice to get this number, but this is going to be a very windy game. So when you have conditions like that, sort of tightens up the spreads a little bit. I think the spread is too much. Also, the Cowboys lost almost everyone on their roster. So Akron is not a good football team. They went 4-8 last year, but Wyoming went 3-8 and again lost the majority of their players. So I think this number is way too big. Let's go Zips +7 tonight in Akron.
Ooh, I'm not going to lie. I was looking at batting stances. Google
images. Fair enough.
Kevin Youkilis is another one we should add to the mix. Those picks sound great, Jinx.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Okay, well, before we get to Sammy P, I mean, we'll see. I think Sammy P is supposed to be here today. We'll find out. I don't know. But we know the doctor is here, so let's find out what's going on with him.
When is Sammy Payne gonna get it over with and start an OnlyFans? I'm dying over here.
Doctor, Sammy P is a well-respected batter, and I thought you were into girls. What is this?
Dad, it's been a long summer. Plus, I'm always watching Bet Sweats and they only show his face. When do we get to see the lower half? Ratings bonanza.
Wow. God, we gotta get you some company. Do you have a bet for us?
I do. This is for Sammy because he likes the White Sox. Giants, money line, over Shota Imanaga and the Cubs.
Okay. I guess we're getting ghosted by Bet Sweats now. You know, first with Joe O and Sammy P.
Is this personal?
Is it personal?
Is it personal? Is there a budding rivalry between the two shows? Because You better bet at BetMGM tonight. They haven't seemed to have any issues with crosstalk this week. We've had Sammy P one time this week, Joe O a whopping zero times, at least one of the times they gave us a heads up. He's going to answer for
you
his
know what?
Crimes.
You know,
look
since
what
Bet
the cat dragged in.
Since BetMGM has a new slogan, you know, make it legendary, I think a slogan for Bet Sweats would be, it's personal. Bet Sweats. It's personal.
Look at this. Or just, please show up.
Yeah, Bet Sweats. maybe. There they are. There he is. We didn't know. We were worried we weren't going to see your face this morning, Sammy P.
You sound like my dad right now. Where were you?
Where were
you?
What are you doing? What are
you doing? Where were you?
All right,
Texas. How many? There, he's back.
That's
on
my
the
boy.
Right side.
That's my guy. Mm. All's forgiven.
All is forgiven. What else do you like this week? Do you have like 1,000 bets, or do you try to exercise some discipline the first week of the season?
So my biggest position is Sunday night. I got the U to beat Notre Dame.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm probably going to find myself on Oregon State against Cal. Cal is a disaster right now because, you know, Ron Rivera, Jenks, he basically has all the power at Cal now, and he's siphoning NIL away from the head coach. It's a disaster there at Cal right now.
That's all you needed to say was Ron Rivera, and I'm like, done, fading Cal immediately. So excited. You're going to be all in on college football tonight, right? Boise State, USF, let's go.
I'll be watching FCS while everybody else watches FBS, but I'm pumped. I can't wait. This is it's like the first day of school. I laid my outfit out last night.
Oh, look at that. He looks good.
His outfit.
Yeah, he looks great. He just got up ready to go. All right, Bet Sweats on your way next. That's it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.